This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lami Sane with the news, the headlines first. Mahashivratri festival being observed today, paying homage to Lord Shiva. Nepal Communist Party Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says communists in Nepal are going out of track from communist ideology. And South Korea steps up measures as virus infections rise. Now the news in detail. Mahashivratri, which falls on the Phagun Krishna Chaturdashi as per the lunar calendar, is being observed with great fervor in honor of Lord Shiva today. It is believed that by worshipping Lord Shiva, also known as the Mahadev, and by observing a fast and doing various religious activities, one will be blessed with good fortune and absolved with sin. The devotees wake up early and take a ritual bath and visit the temple of Shiva on this day and worship the Shivalinga with milk, wood, apples, leaves and dhatura. It is also believed that the Lord Shiva was born on this day. The festival is observed at the national festival on this day, one of the holiest shrines for Hindu, Pashupatinath Temple at Gosala, Kathmandu, draws an overwhelming number of devotees. An elaborate worship is offered to Lord Pashupatinath on this day, while Kailashkut and Kirateswar Sangeet Ashram perform singing and dancing events to celebrate this day with fervor. A huge number of devotees, including sages from India, arrived at Pashupatinath on this day. A special arrangement has been made at the Pashupatinath temple to facilitate the devotees thronging the temple and its premises, according to Pashupati Area Development Trust. Arrangement has been made for the devotees to enter the temple from five routes. North door of the temple can be reached through Umakunda, Dakshinamurti and Rudragadeswar, while west door of the temple could be reached through Jayabageswari, Itapa, Bhumaneswari. Similarly, devotees could enter the northern door of the temple by Bhattisputali Gausala or Airport Tilganga Pingala Stan Sumargi Panchala Dev. The devotees are supposed to exit from the same route they enter. According to trust, arrangements are put in a place with a view of handling as many as 10 million visitors to the temple. Meanwhile, Nepal Army is celebrating Army Day today across the country amid various programs. President Vidyadev Bhandari is scheduled to attend the special ceremony at Nepal Army Pavilion at Tudikhel today, organized on the occasion of Mahashivratri Festival. Nepal Communist Party Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says communists in Nepal are going out of track from communist ideology. Nepal Communist Party Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that communist parties in Nepal have signaled to go out of track from communist ideology. Speaking at a building inauguration program organized by Naren Bilas Joshi Memorial Academy in Bhaktapur today, Chairman Prachanda said Nepal Communist Party was in the path of distortion from its ideology due to some cultures, traditions, opinions and trends, stating that he was under pressure to discuss the national issues with Prime Minister. Chairman Prachanda said communists across the world were popular for movements but failed to rule. He stressed on the need of punishment and correction for those committing crimes in the party. The chairman also said that it was challenging for them to strengthen party as the two parties were united for political stability in the country. The central transmission line is also to be connected in Rukum. The drive for expanding central transmission line to all local levels, including district headquarters, Rukum Court, is gaining pace. It may be noted that Nepal Electricity Authority's transmission center was established in the district in the Nepali month of last also. The office also has expedited the task of expanding electric cables, erecting poles and installing transformer, among others. The Nepal Electricity Authority has intensified its preparation to expand national transmission across the district. Nepal Electricity Authority is planning to expand the reach of electric assets from the national grid of 33 kVA through Thawang of Rolpa and Pumerula Municipality Mahat and 11 kVA via Rukum and District Headquarters Rukum Court, said Office in Charge Yuvraj Rawat. The Chitwan National Park has laid special emphasis on the management of grassland as a measure to prevent growing natural base of one-horned rare wild species rhino. Chitwan National Park Chief Conservation Officer Narayan Rupakirti informed the National Park is managing grass in over 600 hectares land during the current fiscal year. He further said the National Park has appropriated a budget of Rs. 35 million, placing high emphasis on the management of grassland. Two girls who were taken captive in India for the past 6 months have been rescued on Thursday night. A police team deployed from Border Police Post Maheshpur of West Navaparasi rescued them from Khamta Bazar of Maharajganj district in India with the support of Maiti Nepal and Indian police. The rescued girls are sisters of the same family of Bardaghat in Navaparasi. Police rescued them after their mother filed complaint asking police to rescue her daughters and hand over them to the parents after rescuing them. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office to West Navaparasi, Birendra Thapa, said that further investigation into the case is underway. The weather will remain partly to fully cloudy across the nation today, as well as rainfall along with thunderstorm has been predicted at some places due to influence of a westerly low-pressure wind system. According to Meteorological Forecasting Division, there is possibility of rain with lightning at most of the places of a western region and some places of the central and eastern region. Similarly, high hilly areas of a western part and mountainous region will witness light snowfall. Likewise, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy on Saturday, and light rain has been predicted in some places of central and eastern region and in one or two places of the western hilly region. According to division, skies will remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country on Sunday. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. South Korea has stepped up measures to contain the spread of the new coronavirus as confirmed infection rose sharply for a second day. Prime Minister Chung Se-kyun described the development as an emergency situation. The two southern cities of Daegu and Chengdu have been declared special care zones. The country has also locked down its military after several soldiers tested positive. On Friday, South Korea reported 52 new confirmations after a rise of 53 on Thursday. The country now has a total of 156 cases, making it the largest cluster outside mainland China and the cruise ship dock of Japan. Authorities confirmed the country's first death from the virus on Thursday in the neighboring city of Chengdu. Dozens of protesters in a Ukrainian town have attacked buses carrying evacuees from coronavirus hit China. The evacuees were brought to the hospital in Novi Sanjari in the central Poltava region, where they will be held in quarantine for 14 days. President Volodymyr Zelensky urged the protesters to show empathy. Ukraine Security Service said a fake email claiming to be from the health ministry falsely said some evacuees had contracted the virus. Iranians began voting on Friday in a parliamentary election that is unlikely to change the Islamic Republic's troubled relation with the United States after thousands of candidates were beat from the field in favor of hardliners. Voting is said to run for 10 hours with about 58 million Iranians eligible to vote for the representatives in the 290-member parliament. Iran's top authority, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, was the first to cast his vote. With Iran facing growing isolation on the global stage and discontent at the home over economic hardship, analysts have said the turnout will amount to a referendum on the leaders handling a political and economic crisis. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Mahashivratri festival being observed today, paying homage to Lord Shiva. Nepal Communist Party Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda says communists in Nepal are going out of track from communist ideology, and South Korea steps up measures as the virus infections rise. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinewithnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.